wants to end your Second Amendment. More
good evening, everybody. The call will start in 2 minutes. You're listening to President Trump speak at a campaign rally in New York for Representative Claudia Tenney.
Maybe he wants to. Oh, please do it. Please. He did say that. He did. And maybe he meant it. The one thing we know, and they do say, anybody that runs against Trump suffers. That's the way it should be. But, you know, really, we talk about Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. Maxine Waters, the new face of the Democrat Party. Maxine Waters, she's a real beauty. Maxine. Boy, oh boy, I watch her. Crazy Maxine. Low IQ person. Low IQ. And this is really what is steering, to a certain extent, the Democrats. I mean, she gets up and she wants people to be violent. She wants people to attack if they happen to be on our side, which is now turning out to be, don't forget, 306 to 223. That's a big difference. Remember? There is no way to 270. There is a way to 306, but not to 270. I said I kept going up to Maine. I love Maine. Because I needed one. And I went up to Maine 5 times. And they said, why are you doing? I said, because I believed the fake news. I said, you know, they said there's no way, but I needed one. So that's why
our per call will begin in.
We have to, you know, just
30 seconds.
And I ended up getting the one. I won that one that I wanted. But I didn't need the one because we got many more than the one. But I thought what I'd do is just do this a little bit different and just read out some of the things that we've accomplished, because nobody's ever accomplished like we've accomplished. And just as quick, look at this, page after page. And I've been here, right? I've been here for less than 2 years. And I can tell you, and they'll go and check it. The one thing with them, they fact check. But even their fact checking is wrong. If I'm right, or if I'm 97.3% right, they will say, he's got it
up. Welcome. Good evening, everybody. We are here tonight on the Prayers for 45.com prayer call for Thursday night, August 16th. Thank you very much for joining us, for supporting our call. It looks to me like everybody on this call has been here before. I have a spreadsheet with phone numbers, and there are 7 of us on this call tonight. I did want to start with an announcement concerning growing this community. Well, we have 40 members in our prayer club, and that's the good news. We have done this all on our own money here, and without any sort of marketing. We're kind of letting this grow organically. Not kind of. We are letting this grow organically. And for those of you on the call, please do spread the word. We've hired a marketing manager, and we are looking at doing some online sponsorships of some content that we've all grown to trust and listen to on a regular basis. So the point here, I think, is we are a community of like-minded people, and really the best way to grow this is organically. We will spend some money to grow the community. It's essential, and this will grow through an organic process as well. So thank you for any assistance you can give us, sharing links to calls and so forth. We are also now recording our calls, and you can find the most recent recording by morning after the call. You can find the most recent recording on prayersfor45.com. So once again tonight, we are here to pray. We will do 2 prayers tonight. The first, we will pray for President Trump. As you can tell, those of you who've all been on this call, we are trying to keep these calls succinct and focused to the point. So we are running an average of 14 minutes a call. That's good. We never wanted to go over 20 minutes, so we're doing well. We do also invite your feedback at prayersfor45.com. You can send us an email with any feedback on how you'd like to see these calls go. That said, time for our first prayer. And as usual, I call him our leadoff hitter. He's batting first in every call, and he's batting 1,000, doing a great service and a great job, Mr. Van Tomlin. Van is a retired real estate and mortgage executive, conservative Christian, a politically independent guy, which is why we get along, and a father and grandfather. So, Van, thank you. Welcome. How are you?
Doing well, Scotty. Thank you so much. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you at a time that our nation is struggling with wars, identity, cohesiveness, and most of all, struggling with faith. Lord God, firstly, we would like to thank you for what we do have. We thank you for the earth and all its beauty and majesty, and thank you for providing us with the air to breathe, the water to drink, and the food to eat that nourishes us each day. We thank you that we have your help through Christ and the Holy Spirit when we come to you in prayer. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus, who died for our sins, so through him we may be forgiven and enter into the new heaven and be on the new earth. We thank you for our lives, and we pray that each day we find some small way to honor you. We thank you for putting a shield of protection around our great president and his family, Donald J. Trump, Melania Trump, the children, the grandchildren, the administration. We thank you so much for protecting them. Father, we acknowledge that we have problems and issues here in this time and this season of your creation. We know that there are evil men present on the earth who seek to destroy your creation, all your natural beauties, the air, water, foods you've provided. Lord, we know our political systems are in disarray, and we are turning on one another in anger and hatred instead of turning to you to seek your guidance, wisdom, and love. We believe in our hearts that you have the ways and means to change the minds, thoughts, and hearts of those in power and those who make the decisions that affect our very lives. Father, we call out in prayer as a voice for our city, our county, our state, our country, so that the leaders honor you and make fair and just earthly laws that give honor and glory to you. Laws with no advantage to one group over another, honoring each person's personal liberty and right to freedom and to be able to worship you if that person makes the choice to. We ask, Father, for a revival of faith in the United States, in our churches, places of business, homes, and halls of government. Lord, be the guiding light over the United States and its leaders. Guide them, Spirit of God, to faith in Christ and renounce their old ways. Allow them to submit and work for the glory of you, God. Lord, we as a nation, as a people, as the human race, rebuke Lucifer and his army of fallen angels and demons. We take spiritual authority over our lives, our families' lives, and we claim spiritual authority through the blood of Jesus over our homes, neighborhoods, cities, states, and country. And we ask that the chains of the Holy Spirit wrap around those devils and Satans trying to influence those humans that be in power. We ask that the armies of the Lord take those that do evil in bondage, and we believe now that those mighty warrior angels are right now casting those fallen angels, demons, and principalities and power into the fiery pit of hell to be destroyed before all of creation. Bring your spirit, God, back to the United States, not in righteous anger, but in a way and means of hope and redemption. Bring revival of the true faith in Jesus to us here in America. And God bless President Trump and his family, and keep them surrounded by your holy shield of protection And God bless the USA. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let me take a deep breath there, Ben. You're getting better and better leading off these calls. Thank you. We're blessed to have you. As an aside, if I can be so casual tonight, we have been on the search for a big-name pastor. We're not in a hurry, but we do want to bring one on to lead us in prayer. And quite frankly, the feedback we've gotten is the prayer leaders we have, Van and Diane, who will pray in a moment, and Kathy and some of the few others who have prayed. We really are blessed, and becomes less and less important or urgent to have a, quote, big name. And when we have a big group, we'll bring in a big name. But, Van, we're going to keep you around. Thank you so much. Amazing, amazing. Well, let's move on to a prayer. Our second prayer is generally trying to focus on a specific issue or topic. After Van prays for our president, we want to shift to a specific issue. And tonight we're going to pray for the Great Awakening. And all I can say, the name, title, theme speaks for itself. We certainly want those that oppose the president, be it casually in a political sense or literally in an existential threat, six defeated or thwarted assassination attempts. We're talking life and death here. And we know there are people who want to harm our president. And we pray for this great awakening, that we come together as a country, as a people, as Americans. So, Diane, if you would please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Diane Russo, a dear friend. She's a currency trader. She's teaching me a few things, or two, I hope. She's a tech startup junkie, a mother and a grandmother, and a big believer. Diane, would you please lead us? I'll have to unmute you to do so. Please lead us, Diane, in our second prayer.
Thank you, Scotty. Father, we come to you on this day. We ask for strength. We ask for fortitude for all that continue to pray for and to plant seeds supporting this great awakening of your people. For you put us here not to be followers of men like sheep in waiting, but to be warriors for you, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, how do we pray? How do we do this for the continued movement? How do we make sure that our prayers only honor you? Pray for my will to be done for the sake of my people, sheep no more. Pray that the stronghold of Satan over people in power continues to weaken. Pray for the continued mistakes from the misguided people that have had control for far too long. Pray for the softening of hearts amongst my people that continue to be skeptic. Pray for the people that were compromised by predators, that they continue to find strength in me to speak out, hence opening more eyes of their fellow man. Pray for the hearts and minds trying to absorb this amount of evil that has been present, to turn to me for strength and protection. And pray for the children to be protected while their eyes are being opened. This time that we're in can only be absorbed while wearing your armor, the armor of God. In Ephesians 10, you remind us, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the evil day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Lord, we just ask you right now to bring us into community with one another through the power and the strength of believers and patriots alike. Help us to soak in your love for us as we, with your help, unravel the historical truths, parse out the information to others, and continue our quest for the great awakening to spread far and wide. We ask this of you through your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Diane, thank you. Well, I think we're getting really good around here at bringing in some wonderful prayers from the heart, from the minds, and I appreciate all of your support. Please do help us in our journey of growing this community and spread the word. Our next call will be Sunday night. I'd like to do a quick shout-out to someone who's been, I think, on every call, our friends in Texas, 361 area code. Jerry, thank you. We appreciate your support. And to all of you, have a great night. Please feel free to stick around a few minutes and listen to a wonderful version of the Serenity Prayer. We're going to do the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change all I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Great night, everybody. We'll see you Sunday.